This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is proposing new rules that would require nonprofits to reveal the donors behind their campaign contributions. The regulations would apply to long-standing players in election politics, like the League of Conservation Voters and Planned Parenthood, and new ones that have proliferated since the landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling Citizens United. The new rules are also likely to affect campaign spending in next November's mayoral race and Governor Cuomo's effort in Albany to get a constitutional amendment expanding casino gambling. Here to give us the details is Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Welcome back to WNYC.
Very glad to be here.
What does your proposal seek to do and why is it necessary?
Essentially, our regulation is going to plug a loophole in our campaign finance laws, essentially requiring any 501c4, any nonprofit that's supposed to be a social welfare organization, but really spends a significant amount of money, our threshold is $10,000, on any state or local election in New York to disclose what those expenditures are and to disclose the donors that are funding those activities. Right now, if you give money to a candidate or a PAC or a super PAC, the expenditures have to be itemized, and you know who the donors are. Everyone knows that Sheldon Adelson gave money to support Newt Gingrich and how much he gave and can assess whether or not they have a concern about that. The problem with the use of nonprofits is that nonprofits do not reveal the identity of the donors. So this is really an abuse of the nonprofit form by people who are seeking to influence elections but don't want to reveal their identity. In 2010, there was about over $70 million spent by 501c4s to influence elections. This last election, we think when the numbers are finalized, it's going to be well over $500 million of funds spent on campaign ads and other activities to influence the elections across the country with no way to tell who was behind it.
Briefly, could you explain what the difference is between a 501c3 and a 501c4?
Sure. A 501c3 is established for purely charitable purposes. It can't do lobbying. It can't do any political activities at all, or its 501c3 status is revoked. 501c4s can engage in lobbying. If they do engage in lobbying, they have to register with the regulators of lobbying. In New York State, it's the new ethics board, JCOPE, and they can engage in a modest amount of political activity. But there are new C4s that are being formed explicitly to do political activities, what is really the equivalent of money laundering, by people abusing the charitable form so they can buy TV ads in elections but conceal who they are. There is a new set of C4s that have come into existence. Very few of them are long-standing organizations with good records of performing charitable functions. They're new groups that are essentially created just to run usually attack ads. That's an abuse of the nonprofit form. That is not what was contemplated by Citizens United.
I was going to ask you if you think the Citizens United ruling will prevent your proposals from going forward. I'm pretty sure this will probably end up in court.
Well, I think it probably will, but no. Justice Kennedy and Citizens United, which I think was bad law, but it certainly made it very clear that disclosure was a key element in the rationale for the decision, that people would spend a lot of money, but it was okay because voters would know exactly who was contributing to which candidate, would be able to factor that into their judgments about who to vote for. This abuse of C4s is a way to evade that requirement, and it completely breaks down a system that since Watergate has been designed around the principle of transparency.
That's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. His office oversees nonprofits and charitable organizations. He's discussing new rules he's proposed that would require those organizations to reveal the donors behind their campaign contributions. Thanks so much for joining us, Attorney General. This is WNYC.